You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Donna Young from Outback Australia, and I'm here today with you for Mediumship Uncovered. So welcome. So it's an exciting Friday, like always. Well, it's Friday here in United States. It is Thursday at 9 o'clock. So welcome, everyone. So okay, so we've got a lot to cover today. Just as I was sitting here, I actually had a mother coming through, and this lady was quite short and a little bit plumpish, and she's coming through and she's talking about her daughter watching today. And she's also telling me that there was a lot of issues around her lungs. But I feel like she actually had heart issues in the end. And this may have been what she passed from, but she wants her daughter to know that she's okay. She's talking about a birthday today, and she just wants you to know that she's okay. I asked Spirit to come through for any special announcements like birthdays or anniversaries, so I can give that message. She's talking about her husband still being here, where you're looking after her husband, and where he feels her around. It's almost like he didn't believe in this, but now he's feeling her. And they had a funny relationship. So she's giggling and she's saying that she's like haunting him and scaring him at times. Like, but it's actually giving him a lot of comfort knowing that she's around, and where he actually can feel her at times and smell her perfume, and where she wants you to know that she's okay and she's around. We're just waiting for a caller to come through. And today I'm going to touch on a little bit about near-death experiences, and because I've had many of them, and I'd just like to talk a little bit about that. So, Patricia, how are you from the USA? Homeland Park.
Elmwood Park.
Where are you, sorry?
It's pretty near Chicago.
Oh, near Chicago. Okay, welcome. Yeah. Okay, it's a bit hard hearing you, so maybe you need to speak a little bit closer to the speaker. So,
okay.
But welcome to my show. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So how I work is I communicate directly with spirits. So they'll come through and they'll give everything that I need to know. And you can just give me a little bit of feedback. You can also ask for someone in particular as well. But a lot of the time I just talk a lot and I bring a lot through. And you can also ask for me to touch on a certain area also.
Okay.
And I'm straight up. Do you have a sister in spirit? Because I'm getting a sister coming through, if that makes sense.
No,
and
no sister.
She's talking about her being linked with mum's side of the family, this sister.
An aunt, you mean?
Yeah, so this is your mum's sister that's coming through.
My mom had four sisters.
Yep, and she's talking about this was the one that was closest to you, this sister.
Oh, my.
And Does that make sense?
I have one aunt that I was particularly close to.
Yeah, because she's coming through and she felt like she was like a mother figure to you. And she's having a little bit of a giggle because you could tell her the things that you couldn't tell mum.
Well, and she actually raised my mom.
Yeah. And she's telling me that she was a mother to you and mum. And she's actually talking about where she's around you. She's seeing you all the time. She knows that she just wants you to know that she's there. And is mum on the other side as well? Because she's talking about being around mum.
My mom's there. And I was just wondering if my mother had any feelings about, my son and, his addiction and, anything.
Yeah, that's okay. They started talking about your son and she just was introducing your mum. And mum's come through and mum and this aunt, they're both with your son and they're talking about where you've had to step back. It's almost so you're not enabling him. Does that make sense? And
I think
they're talking
I do enable him to the point where it's not helping me.
Yeah. And they're just talking about where you've got to step back because you've done everything that you can possibly do. They're saying that you're such a good mother, but you've just got to step back now because he's got to make his own choices. And he's the only one who can do the rest of the work. Does that make sense?
It's painful, but yes. Do they see a move for me?
It's very painful. We've gone through the same thing, love. I understand. They do see a move, and I do feel like, are you wanting him to come with you? Because they're talking about, I feel like this move will be without him, but I do feel like there will be a reconnection later down the track, but this is if he becomes straight. And I actually, are you moving back towards home?
No, I want to get away from where I've lived. And I had a house here and I don't have it anymore. I had to give it up. So I want to be close to family, but I don't really know what to do with my son.
Yeah, okay. Because they're talking about, I actually feel like you're not going to move too far away, but I actually feel like, do you have family on the other side of the city?
In other suburbs,
or county? Yeah, because I feel like you may move to another county, or is it county over there, but move to another area where it's still not too far away, but they're talking about closer to home. So where you may have grown up or where you may have lived before, but I feel like this is going to be a good thing. And they're talking about where you need to step back away from this son, because I do see a lot of what's happened to you and what you've lost has got to do with him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And they're saying if you don't make these decisions and these choices and these changes, you'll just keep on losing everything until you've got nothing left. Does that make sense? And they're just saying you can do this, and and do not think for a moment that you're not a bad mother, because they're saying you're such a good mother. The problem is you've given too much. You've tried too hard. You've got to step back now. Does that make sense? Because then it comes to a point where you're enabling that behavior as well.
Yes.
And nothing more moves forward from that place.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And they're also saying that you need, sorry?
I don't know where he gets the help from.
There is help out there, and sometimes you need to let them hit rock bottom to actually, that help will find them. Does that make sense? And I do feel like there is going to be help for him. It's up to him if he wants to choose it or not. Okay. And they're telling me that you just need support from family. You need to be closer to people to look after you a little bit, because you've actually gone through so much. And I'm seeing you being able to rebuild your life over the next 6 or 12 months. And I'm seeing you actually in a place where you're comfortable with all your decisions. And just know that when someone's an addict, when someone's on these drugs, they are not the person that you know them as. And he is not that person right now. And I do see him getting the help he needs, but only if he hits that rock bottom. And I do feel like there will be a time where you will be proud of him down the track, but you have to stand back. Okay. I hope that helps, Patricia. I've got this auntie and I've got this mother around him, and they're saying we're looking after him from the other side, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I hope that helps. Thank you for following my show. And I'm sending you so much love.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Patricia. Okay, everyone. So I'd like to cover a little bit about near-death experiences. So there's so much information that's out there about near-death experiences. When I was 16, when I had last stages of cancer, I had a blood clot in the main artery of my brain as well. And I had many near-death experiences. And at the time, it took me years to figure out actually what it was that I seen and what happened. Then when I went over the other side and when they healed me, I actually, as I recovered, the blood clot just disappeared, and they couldn't even find scar tissue where it once was. And it was the size of a grown man's thumb. And I spent a lot of time over there. I was already seeing spirit from the age of 4, but I learned even more about the other side when this happened. And I really feel like this was my life journey to be able to learn. And I've had cancer 3 times. And in this, I've been able to help so many other people, because I had cancer as a child, but then I had 2 other cancers as an adult. And you really don't understand. As an adult and a child, it's totally different, but you don't understand until you actually go through it yourself. But there's no pain in passing. We go into that grey area on the other side, in that in-between place, and there's really no pain in passing. So I just want to express that to you. I'd love to touch on that a little bit more on another show, but I'm almost out of time. If you want to book a reading with me, it's mediumdonnayoung.com. And I loved spending my time with you today, and I hope to see you all next week. See you later.